This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven and a half of the hour on the DJD radio program. Excited to be here as usual. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horan is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Ladies and gentlemen, the people who have peanut allergies will be celebrating. This is described as life-changing information for those who suffer from peanut allergies. Anybody here do that?
No, but
thank goodness.
One of my good friends has a deadly peanut allergy, so severe.
Well, this is a drug, Victoria, that will treat peanut allergies. According to the Food Allergy Research and Education Foundation, peanuts are one of the top food allergies. The rate of tree and nut allergies have tripled, and I would wonder why that is. That's
a question to
ask of our doctors, I guess. Why in the world? What's going on with our... It's an immune system.
Now, I think it's because so many women think that peanuts are bad. I had heard it's because they don't eat them when they're pregnant.
Yes, you got to eat them. And whatever you eat, whatever you put into your body, your child will have an acceptance of as it goes through the process of being developed in the womb, and then when it comes out, doesn't have it. So where did this all start, though? That's the question I think about all of this stuff. It almost seems to me, being the conspiratorialist that I am, that somebody concocted this so that this company or some company like it can make a lot of money selling something that seems to be easily fixed by just eating peanuts when you're pregnant.
But
am I oversimplifying this?
Yeah, I think it's more than that, because my best friend has a toddler, and she eats peanut butter, and he had a really scary allergy to peanuts. So
she ate peanut butter while she was pregnant with him?
Yeah.
Really?
She was craving peanut butter sandwiches, which is not something that she normally craved. But, yeah, and so, and then he ended up, he was, I think, three. He's five now, so when he was three, he ended up going to the hospital and having a horrible peanut allergy. So I've actually heard that it's, I think Dr. Jack may have been the one who told me this, I'm not sure. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's one of our resident doctors, I think I heard it from him that there's peanut oil as a preservative in vaccines that could be triggering reactions.
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting. I've not heard that one before. If I was absent that day, or if my mind wasn't on what he was saying,
it may have been communication that he and I had offline. It may have been.
Something to ask him. He'd be with us later in this hour, so you could ask him. That. The thing that I wonder about is in terms of what's good for us. You know, peanuts and nuts in general are loaded with protein. They are very good. Nuts are very, very good for you. They put sometimes too much salt on them, so that it diminishes somewhat their value, even though they taste better with salt on them. But there is the whole business about what we're being fed. Again, back to the conspiratorial part of me, there is a concerted effort to take us away from things that are good for us. And this is my farming background, my food background, as well as my interest in health and well-being. The good things that are there, we seem to be extricating ourselves because of the way other things are promoted. The sugary candies, the sugary foods in general, cereals, that kind of stuff. And the other things that are around that are processed that are so bad for us, and yet they taste so good. Look at all the advertising there is for a lot of the stuff that's just really bad for you. And so as we have more of that ingested into our bodies, that's why there's such a divide. We have so many divides in our country, and one of them, one of the really pronounced things, is the attitude that some of us have toward food versus, well, that we all have an attitude toward food, but what is our priority? What do we feel like we want to eat? Our body craves things that are good for us, but we as a natural, as part of our, what we've been inculcated with, and if you believe in a creator and the universal organization or whatever it is, the order of things, I think that our bodies tell us what we need, by telling us what we're hungry for. When you're hungry for something, don't you have that feeling every once in a while? You're hungry for this or you're hungry for that?
Yeah.
And so I just feel like there's something going on that is much more, it's devious, deceitful. And this is one of them. I think there's no explanation. Nobody's come up with an explanation as to where this all started. Why did we start having peanut allergies and peanut butter allergies? I don't get it.
There were like a few kids when I was a little kid in kindergarten, first grade. There were a few, maybe two kids in my class that had a peanut allergy. But other than that, it seems like it's a whole new generation of peanut allergy kids.
For sure. Nothing.
Right. And now even on planes, they don't serve peanuts because of so many people with peanut allergies that it's airborne. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
just the dust gets you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that those damn pretzels are worthless. Ugh, like having a big wad of dough in your stomach. Yuckabunga. Other food news. Scientists up in Antarctica harvested their first crop of vegetables grown without earth, without daylight, or without any pesticides, anything. It's a project designed to help astronauts cultivate food on other planets. There's a German company that's working on this. They picked 8 pounds of salad greens, 18 cucumbers, 70 radishes. All of these were grown inside of a greenhouse, high-tech greenhouse, with the temperature outside at 4 below 0. So inside, they're able to create a circumstance by which it sounds to me like the same way that you cultivate marijuana. Marijuana grown inside in a circumstance. Another, you can grow anything you want in aquaponics and hydroponics, but don't let people. You know, there's this the company Driscoll that has cornered the berry market in our country has huge. Or how does he say it? Huge. Huge greenhouses here in California, and they grow all of the raspberries and blueberries,
strawberries,
and blackberries and strawberries in water. They do not grow them in soil. All of those things you see, whether they're and it sort of trips the light fantastic when it comes to thinking, well, is this really organic? Because they have organic raspberries and berries and stuff, and then they have regular. But I'm not sure. I haven't been convinced yet in all of my studies. Those of you who listen with regularity know that I'm a farmer, and I actually do a radio program every week that becomes a podcast called The American Family Farmer. You can find it on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We have food news and farm news and things that will help you, like understanding what it is that's going on in the world of agriculture. And I asked myself this question because Driscoll is everywhere. I mean, even the level of low-end stores, food stores, high-end, they're all, Driscoll's everywhere. And they grow these in hundreds and hundreds of greenhouses in California. They grow, and they're building them elsewhere for distribution purposes. And it's kind of along the same lines as Victoria explained here. There is you can grow, and this has been perfected by the people who, interestingly enough, are growing marijuana. This is where this new sort of agricultural attitude is coming from, or their experiences. The research that's been done to grow marijuana in greenhouses has cost a lot of money, but through it, they've produced a way to, keep growing in a finite way, 4 or 5 crops a year, or at least 4 maybe, depending on where you are. And it's all in a completely controlled environment.
So there's warehouses all over Brooklyn and Queens where it's not legal, but where they're growing hydroponic weed, but it's not legal, right. And there's no money that went into that research, but hey, they've perfected it.
Yeah, they have. And so that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to be the future of food as we ruin more and more land, as Monsanto contaminates more and more land in our country and elsewhere around the world. We got to have places to grow things that are actually going to be good for us. And that's one way it's being addressed. So I thought you'd be interested to know that. 16 past the hour. Here's something else you'll be interested to know. Those of you who are looking for a new opportunity, a new way to make a living, you don't want to. I think a lot of people, I would say this for all of us here, we all have to make a living, but it's nice to make a living doing something that you like. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a waste. How many people do you know who have worked for 35, 40, 45, maybe 50 years in a job they don't like? What a horrible way to live your life. And that's not something... It happens all the time. If that's your case, may I encourage you to move yourself, to lead yourself out of that horror and to find a new job. The fastest way to get a good job or a great job is go to ZipRecruiter.com. And by the way, the fastest way to hire great people, the companies that are going in this direction, and how many of them are using ZipRecruiter, you'd be amazed. 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter for companies just like yours get a candidate in the first 24 hours. You don't have to mess around. They do a lot of work for you on their dashboard. So easy to use, so smart, and you can post your jobs free on ZipRecruiter.com using DJV as a code. That's right. First time around, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and post the opportunity that you have. Maybe you got one job, maybe you got two, maybe you got four, maybe you got ten. Whatever it is, you need filled. Depends on the size of your company. A lot of companies, the HR department, that's all it does. In the bigger companies, they're hiring all the time. So if you're looking for a new career, a new job, whatever it is, post your CV on the job board, and then ZipRecruiter will find you and match you with a great company. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's what, man. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes eight-piece chicken, three large sides, four biscuits.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chiree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chiroo. Good luck, we're a book when I shakes hands with you. Or blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. No, I spends me
a recognizable voice of Dick Van Dyke
in this whole wide world,
here in Entertainment News at 23 after the hour on the DJV show. Jen, Jen, Victoria, and Kara and I focusing on the Geffen. I've always done that. Geffen. The Geffen Playhouse selected Dick Van Dyke and Lin-Manuel Miranda, connected by Mary Poppins, in a manner of speaking, to share the marquee at the 16th annual Backstage at the Geffen Fundraiser. The event, which recognizes the accomplishments of leaders in the artistic community, supports the theater's mission to produce original work, scheduled for May 19th in the Playhouse, which is here in Westwood. Where is it? I'm trying to remember where it is, Jennifer. Where is it? Westwood's right up the street.
It's right by the Beverly Center, actually.
Is it? Oh, okay. All right. Let's see, Aisha, is it how you pronounce her name? I don't know her. Aisha Tyler?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
She's going to be the host?
She's one of the hosts on that on the talk. You know, the show that goes
she
up against
also
the view.
Does, yeah. Whose Line Is It Anyway? She hosts a reboot of that, too.
Does she? All right. Mm-hmm. Dick Van Dyke has brought joy and entertainment to the world for 60 years, so say the folks at the Geffen Playhouse. Last decade, Lin-Manuel Miranda has done the same sort of thing, mostly associated with the Hamilton show. But what else has he done? Because I don't know that much about him prior to his being involved in
he
Hamilton.
He wrote all the music to Moana, that the Rock voiced a character in that was a huge animated movie. He did all the music for that. Yeah. And he before Hamilton, he won the Tony for In the Heights.
Ah. So last year, this event raised $1 million for various, what's the basic, who is the beneficiary of the Geffen Playhouse organization? Who gets the money? What are they using for?
I think it's for the arts. It's supporting of the arts. I don't know exactly what the details are, but I do know that they probably support the arts or maybe school programs.
All right, speaking of the arts, music is an art, and there's a piece of Beatles memorabilia that's going up for sale. Price tag $375,000. Lyrics handwritten by Paul McCartney for Hey Jude from 1968 at a recording session. The lyrics are seen being used by John Lennon in a videotape recording hung from his mic stand. The song is credited to both Lennon and McCartney and adapted from a ballad McCartney wrote for Lennon's son Julian. Originally it was called Hey Jules. This is one of the least favorite, for me anyway, Beatles tunes, but I thought it was interesting because it is very popular. You hear it on the classic rock stations all the time. And I actually, as someone who's a Beatles fan, if I knew it, I had forgotten this song was written for Julian. So it has a lot of meaning. And pushing it up to 370, I bet you that's the opening bid, I think, isn't it? 375? And from there it'll go who knows where. People pay crazy amounts of money for some of this stuff. So that's the story. Speaking of Lennon and McCartney, there's a project called Songwriter Font that's created downloadable typefaces built from the handwritten dead rock legends, their handwriting, like Kurt Cobain, David Bowie, John Lennon, Leonard Cohen. Each of the fonts were created using the songwriter's original handwritten letters and notes, and comes with a disclaimer, quote, this font is for personal use only. So who is interested in this kind of stuff?
I am. I downloaded all the fonts.
They do?
Really?
Cool. Yeah. It's free, and it goes right into your computer fonts.
Right.
But it's your actual handwriting.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
It is kind of cool. It's different anyway.
Yeah,
right,
fun.
On 28 and change past the hour.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad is sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA U.S.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour on the DJ V program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, focusing on numbers in the news. Everybody ready for this? Take
sure.
Your pad and paper, because there'll be a test on this later on. First number in the news today, 70%. Next number, 15%. Okay, probably.
Why are we doing this?
Right? Oh, stand by.
Why do we do anything?
Oh,
stand by.
70% is the projected growth in the world's Muslim population in the next 60 years. 32% population growth. Christianity is slated to grow by 34%. According to some research. I wonder how they do this research. And I guess more to the point, in this circumstance, how does the planet in the next 60 years support another 30% more people than we have now?
Right.
Because that's what this is based on. This is based on population increases. It's not like they're going up to people and saying, hey, guys, in like 30 years, are you going to be a Christian or a Muslim? Yeah. No, they're just guessing. They're interpreting the population boom in each of these groups.
How can the world support that kind of growth? How? And this is 60 years from now. My grandson will still be around. And who's going to feed him? How are they going to live? Where are they going to be? It's incredible to think about what happens in these many years. This is food for thought, for sure. Speaking of food, let's see, 22 pounds, the average per capita consumption of coffee around the world. Wow. The average person consumes 22 pounds of coffee?
And that was just this morning.
I was going to say over what period of time?
Over a year. Thank you for clarifying. Yeah, right. That's the average around the world. In America, it's only 9.8 pounds per year. So where in the name of heaven is there any more people using that much coffee? Isn't that
Yeah, where are the biggest coffee drinkers? I don't know.
I'm betting in Europe.
No, but he said it's only 9% in America. So
9.8.
9.8. Yeah. So where are the rest of them?
Europe is huge. And don't forget
Finland, Scandinavia. Yeah.
And Middle East, don't forget they have like Armenian coffee. They have all these, you know, they have different,
cultural.
Different regions. Right. They do it in different ways.
Yeah, right. Next number in the news, 15%. That's the increase in the mortality rate. When people get sick during marathons and require transport to the hospital, officials say citywide traffic jams slow the response. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? It's one of those grab it out of the scare.
That's crazy. How many people get sick during a marathon?
Oh, the Boston Marathon? Are you kidding? Woo! Which is run a week from, what is it, next Monday it's run. So that's why I think that number is here. There are 30,000 people that run in that thing.
Right.
And they all, remember I told you that for 6 years I drove the pace car in the marathon and watched all these people as they gathered in a small town. Hopkinton, Massachusetts has maybe 13, 14,000 people that live in it. And the buses that bring, they start at midnight bringing people out from Boston into Hopkinton, so they'd be ready for the start of the race 12 hours later. And they just hang around. They walk around the city. They walk around. Most of them don't get there until dawn. But for hours, they just wander around the city. You can't go. The city's closed to traffic. The town, closed to traffic for 12 hours till the marathon gets started.
I'm just curious how more people don't get sick. I would definitely be throwing up if I was running a marathon or doing some other stuff.
Warm.
But people don't train right or they just don't have it that day.
Here
but
in Los Angeles yesterday, it was 80-something degrees. Can you imagine running down over on the hill, other side of the hill where you are, Jennifer, is 90-something, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
yesterday?
It was very hot yesterday.
Yeah, so running a marathon in that kind of heat?
I know.
Ooh. That's bad news, man. Okay, next. And I sort of have I'm focused on a lot of food stuff today. I guess this is maybe one of those questions for those people who eat out a lot. There's a focus on guilt tipping. Okay, what, Victoria, does that mean to you? What is guilt tipping?
This happens so much to me now because every place that I go, whether it's for coffee, it's Starbucks or a bakery or there's a crepe place that's on our corner, and everything has those iPads, which makes it really easy. You know, you swipe your card in the iPad and then it says, do you want to add a tip?
15%.
And it gives you a 10% button, 15% and 20%. And then if you hit the button that says no tip, it just feels so guilty because, and then they flip the screen around back at them and they can see that you hit no tip. So, and then they haven't made your food yet either. So I don't know. This is. Yep, right.
Yeah. It's one thing if you're at a restaurant or something like that, I've got no problem. Like, you should give a good tip because it's someone, you know, who's clearing, they're delivering your stuff and they're, you know, being timely and they're coming and checking on you. But someone, you know, at a Panera Bread or a little coffee shop.
Panera Bread's another one.
Yeah, they're not doing any of that. And you know what's funny? The guilt, it's not even based on Well, it is. You know, the person is turning around and seeing that you didn't tip them. But for me, it's also based on you've got people in line behind you. And I feel like they're judging you. If you click no tip, they can see what you're hitting. And so I feel like, okay, well, now you have
but
to give them
when
this.
When did we start tipping these people? I actually have a question. Okay, so when did we start tipping is number one. Number two, how do you guys tip room service?
Well, I don't ever get room service, so someone else will have to answer that one for you. But I think it's when everything went electronic. So many of these little places,
yes,
they you
the
have
answer.
To.
What's
get.
The reason you asked that question, Jennifer? Because it doesn't go to the waiter. Or why did you ask the question?
Well, no. Okay, so room service, because they overinflate the prices of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you tip? You have to tip on the total bill, or it's almost the same thing. Okay, if you don't get room service, I just happened to have this event because I was down in hosting an event this past weekend. And I was by myself, and I got there late, and I hadn't eaten anything since I had a lovely breakfast with Doug. So I thought, I'm going to order some room service just because I didn't want to have to go out, and I was prepping for my questions and all of this. And when they delivered it, I thought, what is the proper tip? Do you tip on the total bill? It's overinflated. How do you tip your pizza guy? Do you tip him just, you know, it used to be a couple of bucks, or do you tip him on the total like you would do at a restaurant?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for room service, I guess I take a look at the bill, but I don't tip necessarily on the bill. That's a really good question. How do I normally do that?
I pondered it myself.
I think I normally tip on the journey. Like, I'll tip you for being the delivery person, like you're like a courier for my luggage as well, as opposed to tipping as you are a waiter, you know, because a waiter would get more because there's a lot more involved. So I think that's kind of, I probably tip less than what would be the percentage of the bill that I would normally do in a restaurant.
I normally just do multiplier. I'd say if it's a $60 bill, I give them 12 bucks. That's how I do.
So you would tip on the total bill, right?
Yeah, but I don't like going into, to sort of be more specific about guilt tipping, I do not like going into the place. There's a wonderful little food place that we go to over in Glendale that is it's a bread shop. It's a pastry shop, but they have good breakfasts and lunch as well. But they have an iPad.
Yeah.
Looking device and
that's how this all
comes
started.
Up there. Yeah, yeah, I don't like that. I don't.
Well, I think a lot of people don't like it. My question is, if you go and Panera does it, and I know Doug, you like Panera.
I do like Panera.
There's one near my parents, and we go there all the time when I'm down at the shore. And I always feel so weird because my parents go in there a lot. It's the same guy behind the counter, so I end up tipping just because I'm there a lot. But does the tip get pooled? Does it go to that specific person, or at the end of the day, does everyone split
isn't
it evenly?
Isn't there a law going in? Didn't we talk last couple, 3 weeks about some new law going into effect that doesn't allow you to split the tips?
Yeah, isn't you can't something? Pool the tips anymore.
Can't pool them anymore.
Yeah. I don't know if you can pool the tips, but the house is not allowed to take part of it. I think that's the new rule.
That was
that's
it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and I think the kind of weird difference is a lot of the people working in these restaurants now that, you know, they have the iPads where you tip, they're already making a salary.
Right.
They're making a larger amount, whereas if you have a waiter or a bartender or someone like that, they're typically making a smaller amount, and they make their money based on tips. That's why tipping is important for them. So I don't really get the point. I don't really get the point of tipping these people who are working at the cash register or something like that when they're already making...
They're at least making minimum wage. They
exactly.
have to. Yeah. So, if you go in and buy a cupcake, why are you going to have to tip on that? I don't know. I'm with you, Doug. This is kind of one of those things that it's encroaching on my life, and I don't like it.
I don't like it.
And I'm a generous tipper. As a New Yorker, we all over tip, but that's just the one thing that's just kind of weird for me.
Part of the guilt of being a New Yorker goes to living in New York. I'm guilty, 44 after the hour. A lot of people who have been in the public arts, shall we say, whether it's radio or television, maybe movies, things that put them out in front, politics, wherever you're in an area where there are a lot of people who are there to look their best, you notice that they have a nice white smile. And you wonder, I wonder how they do that. Do they have caps? They have veneers? They actually brush their teeth? What do they have? And I will tell you now that the reason that most people have good white smiles is because of a product called Power Swabs. Natural teeth, caps, veneers, Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV show. You get a 50% off the retail price deal for Power Swabs. 800-208-1797, a fabulous way to take care of your teeth. You know, I had a thought here I want to share with you for a moment. I just found out the other day, we were talking last week, and it intrigued me, so I did a little research. It was a baseball player that had mouth cancer, had to have half his face removed. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Discussion,
he had, like,
Victoria?
Reconstruction on his jaw.
Right.
But
he'd been chewing,
what it was. Yeah.
He'd been chewing Skoll's tobacco, I found out. And I also found out that the government has not made it illegal to place little, this is for all those of you who are dumb enough to chew tobacco, inside the tobacco, especially Skoll's, are microscopic pieces of glass. Especially when you consider the people who are so opposed to marijuana and things like that.
Right.
How in the world is that legal? And it's just, I mean, you got to, education is what is the trip here, but just, I wanted to pass that along because I didn't know it. And you probably didn't either. 12 before the hour.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome. MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Focus on football. I know when you hear me say that, you think, huh? Doug's going to talk about football. Well, I got somebody here, the great catalyst for a conversation, former Pittsburgh Steelers running back Jerome Bettis, one of the best all-time running backs in the National Football League. He was also the recipient of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award back in 2001, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2015, Super Bowl champion in 2006. The bottom line is that you're a pretty good football player, right?
Well, yeah, I guess that is the bottom line. So I was very fortunate.
And now you're part of the Stryker Orthopedics series, Get on the Bus. This is a contest to help people who have a lot of pain get the help that they need. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. I think, first of all, we ought to figure out what's the highlight of the draft this year.
Well, I think the storyline, the big storylines is where will the quarterbacks go? Obviously, this is a quarterback-driven league, and so when you have, you know, 3-4 quarterbacks at the top of the charts, the question is where are they going to go and what are the teams going to do to get these quarterbacks? And as you see, you're going to see trades, you're going to see teams moving up. You've also already saw, you know, the Buffalo Bills moving up, and you're going to see, you know, Denver Broncos. You're going to see different teams moving into to the area where they can go and get a quarterback. So I think that's really the story of this year's draft. Where will these quarterbacks go?
What about the, in terms of the NFL and the focus on brain health, longevity of careers, what you sign up for? Is there enough being focused on with regard to brain health, too much? How did you fare when it came to this during your career?
Well, you know, I think the league is focusing on the brain and traumatic brain injuries and everything from that standpoint, concussions. I think they are doing a lot more than they were doing initially, and I think that's going to only help the players that play this game, but also it's going to help the game in general because, you're going to have, kids that are not playing this game because of the issues of traumatic brain injury. But now that the NFL is taking these proactive steps in terms of what they're doing with the rules of the game, the money that they're putting in the research. So all the things that they're doing are going to positively affect the game. And I know myself personally, obviously playing 13 years, I had concussions and unfortunately I didn't know the risks that were involved with it, And so that was just something that I have to deal with and hopefully it doesn't affect me in that terrible of a way, but only time will tell.
Jerome Bettis, former NFL star here. He's been partnering with Stryker Orthopedics for a number of years. Why? What's your connection to them?
Well, the connection is joint pain, and having played 13 years, there's a lot of joint pain that I have to deal with. And so here's an opportunity for me to try to help and educate people that you don't have to live with joint pain. You can go and go to your doctor and develop a game plan to deal with that joint pain. That's exactly what I've done. And now we've got a contest, and it's called Get on the Bus. And this contest is a way that we can really encourage people to go to the doctor's office. And maybe someone you know or someone like yourself, you're not going to the doctor's office and you need a little bit of encouragement. Well, this contest is that encouragement. We're going to pick the contest winner up, take them to the doctor's office personally, drop them off so that they can get a better understanding of their self dealing with joint pain. So here's an opportunity in Pittsburgh, in Jacksonville, or northern New Jersey where you can win an opportunity for myself or Fred Funk to pick you up and take you to the doctor's office. Fred Funk is a professional golfer. He's an incredible person. So he's going to be involved in this as well. So all you have to do is go to patience.stryker.com and write a little bit of why you or someone you love needs encouragement to get to the doctor's office, and hopefully we'll be there to take them to the doctors.
So is this going to take place on September 16th? That's Bring Your Loved One to the Doctor Day. Is that when you're going to bring this person on the bus?
That's not actually when we're going to do it, but it's a kind of centered around that date. That may not be the actual date that we take them to the doctor's office, but that's kind of been the impetus for this to happen.
What's the website again for more information?
For more information, patience.stryker.com.
Patient.stryker.com, and Stryker is spelled Stryker. Thank you very much. Football legend Jerome Bettis here.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.